From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Monday, May 19th at 8:55. We have Aaron Curtis on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Kimberly. Markets are mixed here to start the new week. We're seeing a little bit of recovery in both the wheat and corn markets here. So we're seeing a little bit of recovery in the grains as the Commitment of Traders report on Friday afternoon showed the corn funds a lot bigger short than what was expected and continuing to build a net short in the wheat. So seeing a little bit of short covering bounce based off of that news on Friday. Beans have been both sides of unchanged here. Still watching this bean oil market. It was up overnight and has now worked lower, and that's pulling beans down just slightly here this morning, but overall pretty quiet. Continuing to watch the Midwest weather forecast starting this afternoon or tonight. Looks like some pretty heavy rains moving through the middle part of the Midwest through Thursday or so. So could see some heavy rains through Missouri, parts of Illinois and Iowa as well. So that'll keep some of the planting progress, especially in southern Missouri, Kentucky, and southern Illinois, somewhat limited again here this week. Should be decent for some crop development, especially watching the rainfall totals in northern Illinois, which have been a pretty dry area here the last few weeks. So we'll keep an eye on those coverage and rainfall amounts here. Overall, looks like a pretty cool profile through the end of the month. Going to see some highs in the 60s and actually see some lows later this week down in the 40s. So probably keep crop development somewhat slow, but should be overall favorable for most of the Midwest with rains in the forecast through the end of the month here. As for news here today, planting progress will be out this afternoon. Should see planting progress inch up a little bit. There was some progress made in some of those wetter areas late last week. Export inspections will be out this morning. Corn sales continue to be impressive overall, as we saw another strong week last week of export sales. So continuing to see some pretty active inspections here as well. That's the shipments that actually leave the country. I did see the tax bill get approved out of the House Budget Committee here, continuing to watch what that means for biofuel policy, especially what it could mean for extension of 45Z, and if we get any clarification of what that means here over the next few weeks or months as well. Otherwise, grain news continues to be relatively routine, continuing to watch for any sort of announcements on trade deals, and obviously turn more attention to the weather forecast here as the month goes on. As for prices here this morning, July corn at 445 and three quarters, up 2 1/4. December corn at 437 and a quarter, that's up 1 3/4. July soybeans at 1047 and a quarter, down 2 3/4. November soybeans at 1034, that's down 1 1/2. July soybean meal, 291.60, down 30. July soybean oil, 48.63. That's down 30. July Chicago wheat, 534.5, up 9 1/2. December at 569, that's up 8 1/4. July Kansas City wheat at 528 3/4, up 12 1/4. July Minneapolis wheat, 582.5, that's up 9 1/4. Livestock markets here are mixed to start the week. June cattle, 212.55, up 32. August at 207.32, that's up 57. May feeders, 296.50, down 35. August feeders, 297.87, up 27. June hogs, 99.52, that's down 80. July hogs at 103.62, down 55. As far as demand reports this week, it looks like a pretty standard week. Like I said, export inspections and crop progress out today. Obviously, a three-day weekend coming as well with no trade coming this coming Monday. So mixed picture here to start the week, and continue to keep an eye on both trade and weather here as the week goes on, Kimberly.